Okay. All right, Sam, good to see you. And let me give you the Marma Kindness.
Take a packet too.
Okay, yesterday we were able to finish the Tosfos. There you are. So I want to just make a few Nakudas outside in the Tosfos. And then we have to go weiter in the Gemara. And a lot of Mahalchim position that we have to do. And that is, first of all, I wanted to just clarify, we had said this yesterday, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz of a goy, that's avrol of a pesach deraisa, then there would be no mechiras chametz. Mechiras chametz simply would not work. Okay? So when we do mechiras chametz, we're holding like Rabbi Shimon. Okay? That's number one I want to point out. And that was a correct supposition that we had said. Number two that I want to point out is that there is a Balamor and a Rashba, both, you'll get it down in your notes, the Balamor and the Rashba are of the opinion that there are two stages in Psachim. Rav Achar bar Yaakov, one of the great Amoraim, all the Amoraim are great, on Chavtesim and Aleph claimed that Rabbi Yehuda held Chametz Shavu'ot of a Pesach of a Goy was Mutter. So please get that down. There were two stages. Then he was Chozerbal. Then Rav Achar bar Yaakov was Chozerbal. So when we had presented that Chametz Shavu'ot of a Pesach according to Rabbi Yehuda of a Goy is an Issa D'Oraisa, that was after Rav Achar bar Yaakov was Chozerbal. But before he was Chozerbal, he held that it was not Issa D'Oraisa. He held that if a Goy was Mutter. So what I want to bring out is that the Chachamim of our Gemara held like before Rav Achar bar Yaakov was Chozerbal. Meaning to say that when you swap it, it's still going to be what? When you swap it, it's still going to be Mutter. Okay? Because remember we had the problem is if the Jew swaps it with the Gentile's Chametz, if you hold like Rebuta Chametz Shalom HaPesach of a Goy, what are you accomplishing, right? So Tosa said, we're dealing with a Batze, right? Where you needed it after Pesach. But there is a Shita of Rav Achar bar Yaakov of the Admira that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Chametz Shavu'ot of Pesach Vagoy is Mutter. He only was Chozerbal, and then he said that Chametz Shavu'ot of Pesach Vagoy was also D'Oraisa. So the Balamor and the Rashba say our Gemara is going according to Rav Achar bar Yaakov before he was Chozerbal. So then it fits beautifully. Okay? So that's the second Nakuda I wanted to mention. First Nakuda is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold Chametz Shavu'ot of Pesach Vagoy is also D'Oraisa, then Mechiras Chametz would make no sense. Doesn't help you. Because a goy, making it a goy is still awesome. Number two, Nakuda is that what? Is that Balamor and Rashba answer our Gemara very, very quickly by saying that Rav Yehuda were going like Rav Achar bar Yaakov before he was Chozerbal. So therefore, it's not a what? And therefore, it's not an issur d'oraisa, it's not an issur at all. Chametz Shavu'ot of Pesach of a goy. That's the second Nakuda. Okay, third Nakuda that I want to mention on the Tosfos is that we said according to Rashi that the machlif is awesome. Yes? You remember that? And we said, according to Rambam and Ramban, the machlif is mutter. Remember, the machlif can swap himself. Within Rashi, we thought Pashav Shah was D'Oraisa, but Rashi in Avodah Zarah writes Beferish that it seems to be that what seems to be that it is D'Rabbanan. Rashi seems to say all the Rishonim quote Rashi in Avodah Zarah, saying that the Knas it was the Knas Shekonsu Bo Chachamim. Okay. Now I want you to just get this down. It seems from Tosfos. That by all the other Isuri Hana, that if you're machlif them, what's the din? B'di'evid. Seems from Tosfos that it's usser. I want you to get this down. Whereas by Kedushin, what's the din Natan? The din is that it's what? Yeah. That it's mutter b'di'evid. What are the two reasons why it's mutter b'di'evid? Either because of puruvu, or because it's not what? It's not something that's concrete. It's esoteric, the Hana. Yes? That's one way of approaching it. And that's what I think you have to say is what Tosfos is presenting according to Rashi. Even though Lamaisa, so therefore if you present it like that, Aryeh, so that means what's the story about Lechachila getting married, Mekadosh a woman with such a thing? Would it be Asa Lechachila? Yes. It would be Asa Lechachila. The difference is that other Yisrana are also even B'di'evit. Kedushin will be Mutter B'di'evit. That's the one presentation that I want to suggest that would come out halacha lamaisa. But I do want you to get down in your notes that the Rashba argues. And the Rashba seems to say the following, that the Lechachila B'di'evit is going on selling the Orla. You understand? But once you've sold the Orla and you've gleaned the cash, you can mekadesh a woman even what? Even what? Lechachila. Please get that down. That's what the Rashba says beferish. Okay? That's what the Rashba says beferish. So, Lamaisa, it seems pretty clear that we have a machlekes Tyson and Rashba within Rashi's opinion. What are we saying by Kiddushin? Are we saying that it's what? That it's mutter b'dyavid, but it's still asr l'chachila? Or are we saying that what? It's even mutter what? Even mutter l'chachila. So we want to present that as a machlokes Tyson and Rashba. And it seems pretty clear, Lamaisa, that's what emerges from the Tosus at least, and the Rashba here argues. Because that's the third Nakuda. Fourth Nakuda I want you to get is towards the end of the Tosus. Towards the end of the Tosus, we had the following. Towards the end of the Tosus, Lamaisa, we have the following Chiddush. And that is that Tosus points out, Tosus has a Kasha. What was Tosus' Kasha? Tosus Kasha was that if you are working with Yayin Nesach, the salary you get from that money is usur. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from the money you got from the salary of Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara says that's difficult. If you sell Orla and you glean the money, what's the din? You can mekadesh a woman. So why is one usur and one is mutter? Right? That was Gemara's Kasha in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Tosus bothered by, what kind of Kasha is that? It's also lechachila mekadesh a woman. We just got the words right out of our mouths, but we just said that. So why is this stira? It's not like it's completely mutter by kedushin. It's also to gather the schar, the salary from the yayin nesach. And the same time, kedushin is completely what? What is kedushin? Kedushin is considered to be mutter lechachila. So since kedushin is considered to be mutter lechachila, it's a stira. But why is kedushin mutter lechachila? It's usur. Yes. So what was the Gemara asking? That was Tosus Kashi. Recall that? Again, I'm going to say it one more time. What was the Kashi at the end of the Tosus? Sam, let's get this. You're not allowed to drive a salary from what? Stam Yainim. If you do, it's usur. But the Gemara says if you sell oil and get money, you can mekadesh a woman. How do those two things square? Who asked that Kashi? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah asked that Kashi. So Tosus says, what kind of Kashi is that? It's not like it's completely mutter by. Tosus' answer is what? Is that the Gemara understood that when you talk about Yayin Nesach, it's usur even what? It's mamish usur for everybody. It's mamish off limits to everyone, Yayin, Stam Yayin. And no one can touch that money. Whether it's innocent bystander, third person, doesn't make a difference. Whereas when it comes to what? When it comes to Kiddushin, what do we say? What do we say when it comes to Kiddushin? It's a good Kiddushin. It's mutter for the woman. Yes? So how do those two things square? That's the Gemara's Kasha in the Sechus of Avodah Zarah. On one hand, Yayin Nesach is usher for everyone. No one can derive benefit. You turn around by Kiddushin, and the woman can derive benefit, and she gets married. It's good. It's chal on her to Kiddushin. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Okay? That was the Gemara's Kasha. Everyone got that? Is that clear? Natan, you got it, Jake? And Gemara's Kasha in Avodah Zarah was what? Yayin Nesach is usher for everybody. You can't even get a salary from it. Whereas when it comes to Kiddushin, what comes out? B'dyavid is a good Kiddushin. She gets B'hanachim, and it's good. That was Gemara's Kasha. What Taki is the Gemara's answer there? I want you to get down in your notes. What is the answer? The answer is that it was a Knas specially made on Yayin Nesach that you cannot make a salary from Yayin Nesach. Stam. Get that down, are you? That was the Gemara's answer in Avodah Zarah. It's a special Knas that was made. And that Knas was not made by Kiddushin. It's not talking about Hatfasa. That it's toe-face. That's only by Shvi'is and by what? By Avodah Zarah and by Shvi'is, Avodah Zarah, and Hekdesh. Right? It's not a fuss. I'm talking about a salary. Salary is different than swapping. Salaries, you worked on this thing, I got a salary from it. So Gemara's answer is that what is special kenas? That's the din. Special kenas by Yayin Nesach. Chachamim wanted to keep people away from it. That's the Gemara's answer. Remember we said we wanted to find out what the Gemara's answer is? So we waited until today, so we got the answer. I looked up the Gemara yesterday. That's the Gemara's answer. But the bottom line is the Kasha now made sense. And the Gemara's Kasha made sense now. But then Tosus concludes with the following. And I want you to get this down. This is the fifth Nakuda. Okay, well, Chazor were all the five Nakudas. What's the fifth Nakuda? The fifth Nakuda is like this. He says, I can dig up a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Zayin Menaf that has a double Derabanan. What's a double Derabanan? A guy's Mekadesh a woman at 11 a.m., perfect 12-hour day. From 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. is an Issa Derabanan to have Chametz. When does Chametz become an Issa Deraisa? Afternoon. from 12 p.m. on. Correct? From noon on. Let's say you're Makadosh a woman, Chiti Kordanaisa. What is Chiti Kordanaisa? Chometz Nuksha. Remember, now I didn't mention this to you yesterday. I want you to get it down. What's Chometz Nuksha? Chometz Nuksha is a Machlokis Tanoim, Jake, whether it's D-Rice or D-Rabbanan. I didn't tell you that yesterday. It's a Machlokis Tanoim in the Mishnah. And this Tosus is going like the opinions of D-Rabbanan. Now, what is Chometz Nuksha? Could be two things. Could be a spoiled piece of bread that's all moldy. But what we're talking about here is a type of chametz that has stunted the fermenting process. So it never will reach chametz gomer. Okay? You stunt the process in the middle. Kind of like egg matzahs. You know, egg matzahs, according to certain shittas, is chametz nuksha. Okay? Because if you pour fruit juices in or eggs, it'll stunt the process from getting there. Okay? So there are two types of chametz nuksha, Sam. Chametz, spoiled piece of bread, mamish, or you stunt the process in the middle. So it's a machlokes tanoim aryeh, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Our toast is going like the one that holds the d'rabbanan. So what's toast's kasha? Is the kedushin good there in that case or not? In the double d'rabbanan. Your makadosh at 11:30 on Erev Pesach, perfect 12-hour day, with kitta kredenaisa. It's a double d'rabbanan. Is that good or not? What did toast say? Choshishin? What was toast's lashon? Choshishin the kedushin. What does choshishin the kedushin mean? That we're machmer, that it's a good kedushin. Choshishin. We're concerned it's a good kedushin. I don't understand. How does she get any benefit of it? I thought it's usher. Granted, it's usher mirabana, but it's still usher. Yes? That was Tosis Kasha. Jake, that was Tosis Kasha at the very end. I just developed this theory, Tosis says, that she has to derive benefit, but it's usher mirabana. What kind of benefit is she getting? So how do you say it's good? So what's the answer? Tosis says the real story is that this is really a flimsy kedushin. What would be if she would go ahead and marry another guy at 11:40? She would need a get from what? Both guys. Because we're close that the kedushin what? Of the second guy is just as good. So when we say that this is kedushin, it's only in what form? Natan? In the form of a what? A chashash. That's only, it's not a real kedushin. It's just a chashash, a concern. Because at the end of the day, if she's really not getting out of it, it's only nisser. So we're choshish. But the truth of the matter is there shouldn't be any kedushin at all. In fact, if you look in Rashi there in Kedushin, in Pesachim, Rashi says Afkinu. You ever heard of the Klal Afkinu? Do you ever guys learn Ksuvus in the beginning? The Rabbanah have the power within them to blow up a Kedushin. Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. Hariyav Kedesh Shli Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. If the Chachamim want to blow up a Kedushin, they can. There's only 5-6 cases in Shas where the Gemara says it. 6 cases. And the Rishonim sometimes use it in different places. That the Rabbanah have the power, therefore she doesn't even get. Because like the Kedusha unraveled from the very beginning. So Rashi writes that there. So you see that what? You see that it could very well be that strictly speaking, this is what I want to bring out, it really shouldn't be a marriage. It really shouldn't be a Kedusha because she's got to derive some benefit. But the Chachamim wanted to give some validity to their Isurim. I mean, the Chachamim made some things Aser. It wasn't Aser D'oraisa. It was Aser only Hanam and Rabbanan. But they want to give some validity to it. So therefore what? Therefore, what do they say? Afkinu. But in reality, the bottom line is that what? If she's not getting any benefit from it, if she can't get any benefit from it, really shouldn't be a good condition at all. It's just a chumrah. We're machmer on it. We're machmer on it. You know what I'm saying? We're machmer on it. But the bottom line is really what? Really, strictly speaking, it shouldn't be a condition at all. It's just the Rabbanah wanted people to be concerned about, oh, they're assume as well. So therefore, the Rashi writes that they got rid of the condition. But the Gemara says over there, Lamaisa, the Gemara says Choshishin LeKedushin. So that's what I'm saying is that it was a Chashash. In reality, what? In reality, it shouldn't be a Kedushin because she's not getting any benefit from it. So it really shouldn't be good.
She needs benefit from a Kedushin.
Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. She's the Iker, remember?
Right, but she's the Iker doesn't mean she needs benefit. I mean, if I give
Of course it is.
If I give her something Shava Pruta.
Yeah, it's got to be Shava Pruta. She needs Hanav. She needs Hanav a Shava Pruta. This is worthless.
If I give her a handkerchief.
So that's what I'm saying. The Rabbanan said Lamaisa. The Rabbanan wanted to what? Mechazik their words. They said Afkinu. But in reality, she is getting some. It's a Chshash. It's a Chshash over Chayshish. But really, really strictly speaking, it should be no Kedushin. That's what I want to bring out, Lamaisa. That's how Taisa answers it. So let's Chazer over now. The 5 Nakudas we just said. Please, guys, let's get it. What was number one? What was number one? That according to Reb Yehuda, in a Hanami, you can't sell chametz to a goy. Chametz Shalom Pesach Bekoi is an issue derisa. Mechiras Chametz doesn't start if you hold like Rav Yehuda. Only if you hold like Rav Shimon. Number one. Number two, the Baal Amor and the Rashba read our Gemara like who? Rav Achar Bar Yaakov before he was Chozabal. That even Rav Yehuda held Chametz Shalom Pesach Bekoi is what? Is Mutter. Because then it fits our Gemara very well. We got into a problem if it was Aser. Joe, exactly. Tosh said it was a piece of dough, remember? You made it after Pesach. But if you hold like Rav Achar Bar Yaakov before he was Chozabal, Psochem Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, then it's fine. Chametz Shalom Pesach Bekoi is Mutter. So it's no problem swapping. That was number two. What was number three? Machlokas Tosin the Rashba. That what do we say according to Tosos? That when it comes to other Yisrael, now in your Machlif, what's the din in Rashi? It's also even B'dievit. By Kiddushin, what is it? It's only also L'chachila. Why is it good B'dievit? Because of Puruvu or what else? The Hana is esoteric, correct? What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, once you sell the Orla, you can even marry your what? L'chachila. You can even marry your L'chachila. That's what the Rashba says. Against our Tosus. If the issue is you're not allowed to sell the Orla L'chachila. But if you did it already, you got the cash, you can Mekadosh a woman even L'chachila. Tosus said that was also L'chachila. Machloikas Tosus and the Rashba. Okay? That was the third. That was the what?
Third.
That was the third Nakuda. What's the fourth Nakuda? Tosus Kasha at the very end of the Tosus. What's Tosus Kasha? That the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Sarach Beis pits what? Pits making a salary from Yayin Nesek, which is what? Usser, against marrying a woman with Orla. Sold Orla, he got the money, Kaddish woman. How do the two coexist? What was Tosus Kasha? Why is that a Kasha? It's also like Achila and a Kaddish woman. So there is somewhat Usser. Just like it's also by Yanesa, even, but I grant you it's B'dievin, but it's still also by Kiddush, at least like Achila. So Tosus says, what was a Kasha? So what was Tosus' answer? That was the Gemara's answer. What was Tosus' answer? It was Kasha, to substantiate the Kasha of the Gemara. His Kasha was, when we said the Yayin Nesek was us, it's us for everybody. Even a third-party standard. Innocent bystander. It's us for everyone. Whereas by Kiddushin, who's in Mutter for? The woman. That's why the woman gets married. It's Chal. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The end of the day, if you're Mekadosh with it, it's good. So she's getting her Hanah. So that's against the Yayin Nesek. That's substantially the Gemara's Kasha. But part of the fourth Nakuda, you're exactly right, Charlie, is what was the Gemara's Kasha answer to that Kasha? That it's a special Knas by Yayin Nesek. And therefore we asked her to cross the board by Yayin Nesek. For everyone. Special Knas. By Kiddush, we didn't make such a Knas. Why is it that we did it? Because we want people to stay away from Yayin Nesek. Absolutely. Now it's different than what? A salary is different than what? Atfasa. Remember we said? What is Tofes? The swapping. That's different. A salary is completely different. You're not I'm working Yayin Nesek. I'm not swapping anything. You pay me for my work from 9 to 5. And that was the fourth Nakuda. What's number 5 Nakuda? What's the fifth Nakuda, guys? Fifth Nakuda was a Tos ended up asking his Kasha. What was Kasha in the end? If you Mekadoshim with a double Derabanan. What's a double Derabanan? The hour was what? Chametz when it's only Asim and Rabbanan. And what was the other Derabanan? The Chefs itself is only Chametz what? It's only Chametz what? Nuksha. Do you want me to write that on the board what Nuksha is? Chametz Nuksha. Machlok is tonight with his derisa of the Rabbanan. Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha. So Chametz Nuksha is a Machlok is
tonight. What was the first
Rabbanan? The first Rabbanan is the hour. 11 and 12 is only Asim and Rabbanan. You can have Chametz Gomer, guys. You can have Taruvis. A mixture of chametz, and then you can have what is called chametz nuksha, which is a machlokes tanoim whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan in Pesachim. I think it's on daf mem beis. D'oraisa or d'rabbanan, two shittas. So what does the Gemara say over there? If a guy's mekadosh with such a case, what's it say? Koshin or not? Yes, koshin. She gets no hana out of it. Based on Tosa's theory, she gets no hana. It should be a zero, like Yayin Nesek. So what's the answer? The answer is that what? Really, it is a zero. We're just nervous about it. We're chosesh with Kiddusha. What does chosesh mean? That if she marries another guy, she needs a what? Get from him. She needs a get from the first guy and a get from the second guy. When she wants to marry a third guy, we won't let her marry a third guy until she gets a get from the first two. You understand what I'm saying? But Mikra, I think it should be a zero. I want you to read. You have these Nakudas. You can read the Tais in 5 minutes. Okay? It's not a hard Tais once we have it like that. Okay? We got a klor. Those are the five nakudas. All right. Now we go vayit in the Gemara, next segment in the Gemara. Let's go. Okay? You guys have kashas? Ask me. You call me on this. Okay? I want you to read through the Tosis. Okay, let's go. I just went through it last night like that. Okay, Vayter now in the Gemara. Where are we at?
Lema Messiah.
Lema. Okay, we got it. Everyone got it? Noah, why don't you read? Look at side Nema. Sam, you got it? Look at side Nema.
Lema Messiah, Leah.
Now, Lema, the word Lema means what? Let's say. I want you to get this. There's a Tosim Sochem and Chafal from an Aleph that says 98% of the time in Shas, Lema is slugged up. Okay? And Tosas is right about this. Okay, I don't need to say if Tosas is right or not, but it's true. 98% of the time, Lema is slugged up. Maybe once in a while, not. And this is going to say the same thing as well. Lema, so let's say another proof for who?
For
Rava. What did Rava say? Mumer l'tayav and shchita is what? Mumer l'tayav and shchita is what? Is kosher. So we're going to bring another riot. Now, what should you ask yourself? Oh, or why do you need to bring a riot at all? So, who asked this kasha? The Taitzah Rosh asked this kasha. I want you to get it down. I thought he said, it's a beautiful shot, Jermaska Lehman. I'll tell you what he said. The first proof did end up being a proof, did end up being a riot, but it was a little bit flimsy. Why? Because what do we have to interpret the word mipnei being? Definitive. Not what? Not that we're told of, that we assumed, right? So that was a little flimsy. So that's why the Gemara is not comfortable with resting with just one raya. Let's try to get a second raya. You got what I'm saying? Because we had to say they meant definitively he's going to swap it. Not that we assume it, because we assume it, then what? Yes? So the Gemara was a little bit flimsy with that. Even though the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara answered, no, Mipnei means definitively, we're still a little bit unsure about it. So get the Taisa Rosh down to Maskalema. That's why the Gemara seeks a second what? A second raya, but we'll see, God willing, that Lema is slugged up. Go ahead. Let's see again. Lema. So everyone, so all, Kusi is good, and Arl is good, so all Mumar is good. Now what's an Arl? An uncircumcised Jew. Go ahead. No, high Arl. High Arl.
High Arl.
What's the case? Excellent. Oh, let's get this down, guys. We got a whole shtickle on this. Let's get it. Charlie, you ready? Let's get it down. Rachmana Litzlan, there are three brothers, three sons, and the two sons die in a bris. They died in the bris, and the third man does not want to go through a bris because he might also die. Now get this down. The Gemara writes in Yevamah Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, to make a chazak in halacha, we mentioned this briefly, I think a few weeks ago, you need three according to Shum Gamliel, and how many according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Two. Who do we normally paskin like to make a chazak in halacha? How many?
Three.
But in Sakonish Tefashos areas, we paskin like Rabbeinu HaKadosh because we're worried. What are the two examples? This case of a baby, and that's why I said there are three sons. The first two sons, Sam died. So we're cautious that what? That it might happen again. The other example is called a katlanis. What's a katlanis? A woman that's been a widow twice. A third husband, we're afraid if he marries her, he might die too. Okay, those are sakanis to fashos cases. So we're machmer for a ben HaKadosh, that a chazaka can be made with two and not three. So the Gemara says, well, this man, halacha l'maisa, is not going to go through a milah. And what is halacha if a Jew doesn't do a milah? Let's get it down. What is halacha if a Jew doesn't do a milah? What do you say? What is it din if a Jew doesn't do a milah? He's chayiv karis. But milah is not a lav, it's a mitzvah sesei. There are two mitzvah sesei in Kol HaTorah Kulo you're chayiv karis for. Mila and carbon pestle, you must know them. Every other karis is a lav. But Mila is chayiv karis if you don't do a Mila. In fact, there's a machlokas ramam raiv if you're chayiv karis every day after your bar mitzvah. The ramam says you're chayiv karis every single day, God forbid. I don't know how it works. In Shemayim, that's the way it works, whatever it means. Whatever it means, Charlie. It's not good, whatever it means.
What's
The Ravid says you're chayav karis only once. Mila and Korban Pesach. Right? Korban Pesach. So it's a bad deal. Okay? The Ram and Ravid argue whether you're chayav karis every day, the Ram says, or once in your lifetime like the Ravid. But whatever it is, it's bad news. Like Charlie's saying, whatever it means in Shemayim. Karis usually means, it's a good kash what you ask. Karis, Pashup Shem, means your soul's cut off in Shemayim. Tosis in the beginning of Yevamos discusses what karis might be. It might be a guy dies before he's 50. He might die childless. Okay? So there are different definitions that Tosis works with at the Gemara. Okay? Whatever it is, Lamais, it's not good stuff. Okay? So what comes out is the following. Pashup Shad is your soul's cut off in Shemayim. So what comes out is, I want to ask you the following. This boy, I'm not calling him a boy, this man is scared out of his wits because his first two brothers have died. However, he has a chiyuv milu, which is a chiyuv karis. You know what we say? Onus. Onus rachmana patra. We say, you're under duress and you are punter from this mitzvah. Onus rachmana patra. Where does that klal come from? Maseches Nedarim daf of Zayin. And therefore, you are what? You are Pater. And the Gemara says, what do you mean, Akol Shochti Nafilu what? Akol Shochti Nafilu what? Afilu Kuzi, Afilu Aro, Afilu Yisrael, Mumar. You're going to tell me the Aro means an Aro Mesmach? What's wrong with him? He's not a Mumar. There's nothing wrong with the guy. These are supposed to include guys that have bad what? Bad names. A Kusi, an Aro, a Mumar. What's wrong with this guy? Meshmach Hasmil is not a Mumar. He's an Onis. He's a Yisroel Ma'al Yehu, as the Gemara says. He's a good Jew. There is no doubt he's off the hook. One sec, Sam. Okay? No doubt he's off the hook. But I want you to get this Machlokes. I didn't give it to the Mar Makomos. I should have, but I want you to look it up. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on the Ayin. In fact, it's a Mishnah. What's the din of a Kohen Arel? Can a Kohen Arel eat Truma, yes or no? No. Excellent, are you? Lo ochel truma. An aro cannot eat truma. Done. Even though he's a Kohen. What is the case in the Mishnah in the Yevamos that says a Kohen aro can't eat truma? What is the case? So Rashi, unbelievably, in Yevamos Daf Ayin says, it's talking about meis, achiv, machmas, milo. Amazing. Whoa. Meis, achiv, machmas, milo. And you know what Rabbeinu Tam says there? What does Rabbeinu Tam say there? What does Rabbeinu Tam say there, Jake? He says he's talking on Mumar L'Orlis. He doesn't believe in Mila. He doesn't believe in Mila. He's a Shagetz. He doesn't believe in Mila. Thinks it's a bad thing. Out of spite. Whatever it is. I don't know. I shouldn't say out of spite. For whatever reason, he doesn't believe in the mitzvah Mila. What is this machlokas all about? I want you guys to know this. What is the Mishnah talking about? A Kohen Arel can't eat truma. What does Rashi say it means? That what? That his brothers have died. Yes? He still can't eat truma. And what does Rav Natan say it means? That's ridiculous. If he can't do the meal because it's an emergency, then why shouldn't he be able to what? Eat truma. So therefore, Rav Natan says about this case. What is the Machlokas Rashi of Rabbeinu Tam all about? What is it all about, this Machlokas? It's about what the nature of Onus Rachmana Patra is, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. What is the nature of this Patur? According to Rashi, what is the nature? Onus is a what? Is a shame, Maisa Aveira, or Shame Aveira, we'll call it. Shame Aveira. With a p'tur onshin. Meaning, is he called an arl or not, this guy? You tell me. This guy whose brothers died because of meal. Is he called an arl or not? Yes, he is, according to Rashi. That's why he can't eat the truma. So Noah, get this down. That's why onus, according to Rashi, is what? It's a status. But you're exempted from being punished. But the status is there of being an arl. Charlie, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? What is Rabbeinu Tam hold? That it's a complete hafgah. It's a releasal of the what of the status. Afkas Maisa O Shame. Meaning when you are in a situation of duress, you are not called a what? What are you not called? An Arl. Excellent, Shane. You are not an Arl. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam would say, that guy can eat shroom. The only guy who can't eat shroom, a guy who doesn't believe in Milu. Joe, you got this? This is fundamental, guys.
What's up? Rashi?
Rashi holds onus. Maisa Avera and the Shem Avera remains. You would just have a Ptur Onshin. You're exempted from being punished. But the status is there. No, you follow me? Comes up in a time and says, no way, your status is not there. You're under duress, you don't even get that title. And therefore you could what? You could eat shroom. Clear, are you? You must know this machlokes. Okay? You must know this machlokes. Very important. Two approaches to what? To the onus rachmana patre. What is that exemption all about? I once heard in the name of first Yishlit, I thought it was a good raya. What's the first al-chayt that we say? Ba'onis, uberatzon. Why on earth are you singing al-chayt on ba'onis? Must be that you were holding like which approach?
Rashi.
Correct. Because if you held like a minute of time, why are you saying it? I didn't do anything wrong. It's not a maisavera. Must be that we're holding the approach that's a maisavera, the pteronshin. No, you got that? That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. But nonetheless, you're a good Jew. There's no doubt you're a good Jew. Meis machlas mila. Even if you hold like the first approach, you're still a good Jew. You're exempted from punishments. Nothing wrong. Now, an Arl is disgusting. I will tell you that. And I don't mean to, here I'm not being dramatic. The Gemara says in Chagiga it's disgusting. The Gemara calls him Ma'us. The Gemara, I think on Gimel Amud Aleph or Dal Amud Aleph. I think it's on Gimelov. The Gemara says an Arl is Ma'us.
Chagiga?
Yeah, Chagiga. I'll give you a raya for it. You get it down in your notes. The Meshech Chachma says Hashem speaking to Avram all this time, and then Hashem commands him to do Mila. Then the next time Hashem talks to Avram, he falls on his face. Why does he fall on his face, says the Meshech Chachma? You know why he falls on his face? Because he was commanded to do Mila. He hadn't yet done it. When did the Isser of Orla emerge? Once there was a commandment to do Mila, and you haven't done it, and you're an Arl. Before the commandment of Mila happened, there was no concept of Orlis. Orlis is not fulfilling the commandment of Mila. Isn't that a beautiful pshat? That's what the Meshech Chachma says. And it was disgusting. That's why he fell on his face. But he's still a good Jew. So that's exactly what's going on in this Gemara. You found it?
It's loading.
What?
It's loading.
Okay, we got it? You got this so far? Okay, let's see the Taisus now inside. All right? Guys, look inside. You know, look at that Rashi. I don't know if you had a thought about this. I looked around. I couldn't find anything. But you see, Lehman Messayele, read that first. Yeah, read the Dira Maskil. I was trying to think to myself, what's Rashi driving at? Who else is it a raya for? You know? You know what I'm saying? I was thinking that this morning. It's obvious. Who else is it? I looked around, no one commented on it. It's obvious that there's a riot for Rav. There's no one else here in the Gemara, no? I don't know, okay. Just a kash I thought to myself. Rashi doesn't write Stam here. You could say he was just being Mazbe with the Gemara, okay? But usually sometimes he has a Chiddush. Who else he could have been a riot for? It's Rav. Okay, look inside, Taisus, guys. Okay, let's go. Mesu? Okay, what's the case? Charlie, let's get it. Let's get this down. What's the case? The two older brothers, when they were 50, they died. The two brothers that died were 50 when they died. Now you got a third brother who's in his 40s, let's say, and he doesn't want to do the Mila. Okay? Now you might ask me, why did the two guys that were in their... wait till they get Mila in 50? I don't know. That's not for me to investigate. I could give you a bunch of different cases. Maybe they were negligent. Maybe there was no mole around. Whatever it is. But Taisa says the first two brothers died when they're already what? When they're already in their 50s. When they're Gedolim. I'm just being dramatic about it. Could be above the age of Bar Mitzvah. Okay? Gedolim means when they're already adults. Now we're talking about the third brother. Now why can't it be the first two guys died at Milad 8th day? Go ahead.
Kidam Rinon?
Excellent. So what does this mean? If two babies died at 8 days old, maybe they died because the blood had not circulated in the body of the baby. That's what that means, guys. There was a physical ailment that the baby had, both the babies had, and that's why they died. So it's not genetic. It's not a genetic thing. Okay? It was a physical ailment. It was a physical ailment, then what? That proves nothing. So then the third guy should have the bris. The blood has what circulated in his body. So what are you worried about? That's what I'm saying. If they're adults, Sam, then that shows it's genetic. But if you're going to tell me they died when they're 8 days old, it wasn't because of genetics. It was because those two babies had a physical ailment. The guy who's 40 now, the third brother, doesn't have that physical ailment. We know that the blood circulated throughout his whole body. So what are you worried about? So Tosfos says what? What does Tosfos say? That you must say, Achim Machmas Bil, is that the first two guys were adults when they died. Yes? Chlor? That's what Tosfos says Beferish. Abaye says if a baby has red complexion, that shows the blood is not circulated. Rashi says the blood is found between his flesh and his skin. And when they did a meal, it all flowed out. And therefore it all flowed out and he died, led to death. Okay? That's the first day in Tisus. Go ahead, Noah. Inami. So what's the case? What's the second answer? That the two babies maybe did die at eight days old. But what did they do? They did bloodletting. Hitzitzu means bloodletting, which in their eyes was an experiment. And that showed that the blood had circulated throughout the baby's body. And therefore, since it showed that it circulated throughout the baby's body, therefore they died because of what? Genetics, correct. And therefore the third brother, even though he's older, says he doesn't want to do it. So there are two opinions in Tosfos. What it means is, Achiv Machlas Mila, how did the two guys die? Did they die when they were in their 50s? Which shows it was genetics. Because why? Because maybe the blood didn't circulate in the body well enough. Lamaisa, if they were babies. And the second day it says, no, the first two babies died because why? At the age of eight days old. And because they did an experiment first, that the blood had circulated. So we got it? 2 days in. Now, why do you think the first day argues with the second day? Maybe they hold the first day held the test is not a good test. Maybe the first day held the test is not a good test. First day is, you tell me. The first two brothers died when they were gedolim, when they were in their 50s. That shows genetics, correct. Because the blood has been circulating in their body until they were 50.
Or if they're, the second one is that even.
Second was, even if the first two guys died when they're eight, they had done an experiment which showed that the blood had circulated. So it must be genetics then also. Okay? Now maybe the first day in Tosfos, Noah didn't like the second day because maybe they didn't think the test is a good test. Maybe. That's what we were thinking. Okay? Maybe that's what the first day didn't like about the second day. That it wouldn't be a good experiment. Perhaps. Okay? But what emerges from here is that what? That we know what the phrase Meis Machlas Mila means. Get down in your notes now. I gave you the Ritva. The Ritva is very stark about this, and he's cholik on our Tosfos. And the Ritva, without batting an eyelash, says, I believe that you're wrong, Tosfos. And he says like this. Please get it. He says, any person that is afraid of a Mila de Ramaska HaKol, I don't care why you're afraid. Could be you saw one baby die. Could be someone else died. It wasn't your brother, he says, even. Someone else died. It's amazing. Doesn't really make a difference. If you are afraid, you are putter. You are not a mumar. Plain and simple. That's what the Ritva says. Does not make a difference. I don't care why you're afraid, whether you saw another person that wasn't related to you die once from a Mila. If you are Bepachad and you are afraid, you are covered under the title of Meis Machmas what? Mila. Plain and simple. That's the Ritva Shita. Amazing Shita. Okay? That's what the Ritva says Beferish. Black on white.
I can't find anything in Chagiga.
Okay, it's there.
I found something about Arab, but just that it's compared to Tameh.
Oh yeah, that's what it means. Doesn't it say Maos in the Gemara? I thought it said most. Doesn't use that expression most? I thought it did. Okay. We have to look around a little more. Just says he's like a tummy, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't say he's most? Okay, that's what it, okay, it's almost the same thing.
Maybe I'm in the wrong dalet.
No, I think it's either gimel or dalet, but lomaisa, that's what it is. I don't know if it says most. Could be I'm wrong. Okay. Probably am wrong. But we'll have to look. At the end of the day, his tummy doesn't mean it's the same thing as most.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen, you know what I'm saying? But we'll have to check. But listen to this. The Ritva says, I don't care why you're afraid. It could be, he, write this down, Noah, even Ktanim. And this is the Ritva. Ritva's Choligantosis. Even Ktanim that have died and the blood is not circulated, as long as it creates a fear, you are what? You are Putter. Who says the same thing? The Ramban and the Rashban Yevamah Stafayim. Dibramaska Ha'aral. Shame Rabbeinu Tam. Any type of fear of Misa, you saw other people, now your brother died, or yet even one brother died, even without creating Chazaka, Sam. The din is, the Ritva says you're Putter. So what's this Machlekes all about? Ritva is very subjective. He's very flexible in this definition. If a guy's afraid, Hashem says, okay, you're not an Aral. Onus Rachmana Pacha. And what does Tosos respond back to that? No, there's a rigid definition. We are not flexible with this definition. And you got to get it together, even if you're afraid. If two guys die, two brothers, okay, that's something else. But stop because you're afraid, because you saw someone die, or even one brother die, that is not enough. Please get this Machlekes down. Machlekes Tais and the Ritva. And that's the difference between singing inside or not. I saw this morning. Why do the Ritva think he's convinced that he's right? In our Gemara, did it make any qualification? Not at all. It said nothing. What does it mean, Lakale Tamud Estam? The Gemara made no qualification. Any reason why you are afraid? Potter. Now, I have to tell you, according to him, Echav is Lav Davka even. Doesn't have to Davka be his brothers. But the Ritva has a broad definition. There is no sheer to your fear. Kol sheisham sad here, but pachat ein ondina kemuad klal. Amazing. So please get this machlokes down. Okay? But the Ritva is very convincing because the Gemara didn't make any distinction. Did it? What was Tosti's distinctions? You'd have to add in that the two brothers died when they were 50. Didn't say that in our Gemara, did it? What was the second answer? They died when they're 8 days old, but they did an experiment. Did it say that in the Gemara? No. So I want you to get this down. So a good methodological machlokes. Tais is imposing his theory into the Gemara. The Ritva says the Gemara didn't say it. Even though the Ritva is broadening it out, pisvara, right? Anytime that someone's afraid. So this is a major machlokes Tais Ritva you must know. Sam, clear? You got this? Yes, Jake.
The Gemara does say that two brothers died.
It says, Achav Machmas Mila. So we're going to have to say, Lav Davka. Number one, it doesn't have to be his brothers. And number two, it doesn't have to be two. It just means brothers in general. Doesn't mean he has to have two, according to the Ritva. Okay?
Yes, that's what the Ritva says.
No, he had to have seen it. Ritva says he had to have seen it. Okay? That's what the Rashba and the Ramban add on. He had to have seen it. They didn't have newspapers then, right? As long as it... See, but it has to be he saw it. What is the definition of Achiv Machmas Mila? Meis Achiv Machmas Mila. According to Tosfos, it's very, very qualified. Right? And according to the Ritva, what does Ritva say? It's a very broadened definition. Because what are we trying to do with this Gemara? You guys tell me. Natan, what are we trying to do with this Gemara? We are trying to prove Rabba, but we're also trying at this particular line, try to say what? What are we trying to say? That he's not a what? He's not a mumar. He is not a mumar. We're looking for what to bring a rider Rava who said mumar. This guy's not a mumar. He's Yisro Ma'alyu. So Tos says, okay, he's not a mumar. I'll tell you why. Two cases. As Ritva says, as long as he's not afraid, he's not a mumar. Okay? We got this, Clore? All right. So Gemara says that's the definition of Meis Machmas Mila Halacha L'maisa. Now, I want you just to know something. This machlokus, Tosus in the Ritva, is a machlokus, what do you need to get you out of the definition of being called a what? A mumar. But don't get me wrong on this. Please get this nakuda. If you come and ask a Rav, the Rav will tell you, even according to the Ritva, I want you to know you're not a Mumar if you don't do a Mila, but should you do a Mila? Yes. I want you to get that. It's a very sharp distinction. No doubt will tell that fellow you need to get it together. You need to get it together and you got to do a Mila. You understand what I'm saying? But there, I'm saying the definition, the Machlokes Din Tos in the Ritva, here is what you need to get out of being called a what? A Mumar. But Halakha L'maisa, a guy who's afraid because he saw one baby die, which is a horrible thing during a bris, is that enough to exempt him from Mila? Of course not. As Jake said, it has to be your family, it has to be the two brothers died, he's got to create a chazaka. All I'm saying is the Machlok is written in Taisis to get out of what? To get out of what? To be called a what? To be called a what? A Mumar, correct. You hear what I'm saying, Joe? It's all about ways to get out of being called a Mumar. But at the same time, halachically, there's no doubt that the Ritva would tell that guy, you better go ahead and get it together. I'm not going to call you a Mumar, but you got to get it together at risk because you don't have enough of a Ptur. That's the classical Ptur, which is what? Two brothers dying and that's it. Done. Okay? Jay, clear to you? Very important we get this. Sam, is that clear? Tosa would say, Lamaisa, that you are a Mumar. Yes. Tosa would say you're a little bit afraid. Tosa says, I feel bad for you. But the bottom line is, if you don't get it together, you are a Mumar. Ritva says you're not a Mumar. But everyone's going to agree that you got to do it. Question is, if you don't do it, are you labeled as a Mumar? Okay. Let's take this a step further now. Let's go, guys. So it's late already. If we had shear 3-4 hours, then we could what? Then we could finish everything, right? Okay. All right. You guys have college today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's continue. Tomorrow we have a lot to do. We got to do Rosh Hashanah. Let's see. Got to do Sukkah, Yom Kippur. Okay, here we go. This leads us to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Mila, Perek Yud Aleph? Perek Aleph Alech Yuches. What is the Rambam Shita? And the Mechaber says like this. Where is it in your Yordaya? Reish Samach Gimel Siv Beis. Let's get it. The Rambam Paskins and the Mechaber Paskins that if someone's Meis Achiv Machmas Mila, we do not circumcise him. We wait until he gets older and he has strength. He gathers strength. Everyone got that? Mamtinin lo ach yigdal v'yiskaze kocho. But when he gets older and gathers strength, they give him the Mila. Despite the fact that what? His two brothers have what? Have died. Correct. This is the Mechaber and the Rambam. Amazing. So the note of Yehuda in your day, the prince of Tyre, the Nasi, right, the chief rabbi of Prague, in his Madura Tinyon Yordaya Simon Kuf Samachay says, I want you to know something. If I had my druthers, says the note of Yehuda, the prince of Tyre, he lived in the 1700s. If I had my druthers, if I could argue on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, I would say that this man should never have a Mila his whole life. Because his two brothers died, and even when he gets older and gathers strength, you should never give him a Mila. This is the statement of the note of Yehuda.
What does he mean by strength? He means that he's not scared anymore?
No, physical, physicality. Physically, the blood is good, everything's good. He's matured, everything's good. He's scared, you know, boys, you know, baby boys, you're weak, you know, weak.
That means that
we're talking about an adult.
That means it was genetic, so why would you have to...
Whatever, that's what he means. He means that the Rama means that there must have been because it was cotton. And the Ram doesn't say like that. The Rama holds that he can get it together physically. Rambam would say that he's not gathering strength in that case. Correct. Well said, Jake. If you gather strength and get older, you become older and gather strength, you do the Mila. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So the Note of Yehuda says, if I had my druthers, I would argue on the Rambam and the Mechaber. Okay.
Age, or
yeah, we're assuming like that. Yeah, the development of the body, the physical body. Correct.
So he says
correct.
He shouldn't?
He says, I'm very weary of this Rambam Mechaber. If I had my druthers, I would say this guy should never get the Mila. That's what the note of Yudah said. Against the Rambam the Mechaber. So the Or Sameach, the great Gaon, comes along and he says, I want you to know something. Please get it down. That you, Not of Yehuda are backed up by someone. And who's that one you're backed up by? The second day in Tisus. Excellent. The second day in Tisus, without batting an eyelash, says Beferish that if the boy was born and did the Milah on the eighth day, and they did an experiment, it's mashma that what? That even if the guy gets better, even if the third man, you know, gets older and gathers his strength, Aryeh, you never give a bris. That's what Tosh says, didn't he? So the note, so Or Samach says, I found for you Note of Yehuda. Or Samach lived 100 years after Note of Yehuda. Right? And then in the 1800s, the Gadol HaDor, Or Samach, Remeir Mitvinz, who wrote the Meshech Chachma, who said earlier in Shir. So Or Samach says, you Note of Yehuda, I found second day in Tosh like you. That he grows up, he gathers strength, and never give him a meal. Poshut. See, the first day in Tosh didn't say that. Right? Because the first day in Tisus said what? Who were the first two guys that died? They were what? They were adults. They were adults, correct. But we're talking about a situation. It's only because they were adults. And then we proved that it was genetic. Tisus, the second day, is proving that even if the guy gets strength, Lamaisa, and that was the case at hand, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case, the babies died during the meal, not when they were older. So that's what the North Samach says. North is backed up by who? Second day in Tisus. Against the Ram and the Machaber. You follow me? Oh. So it comes out. Who will the Ram learn our Sugya like? Who will the Ram and the Machaber learn our Sugya like? My first day in Tisus. That who are the two brothers that died? They're already older already. So that proves the third guy shouldn't have the Mila. But if two babies die at the eighth day, let the third guy grow up and gather his strength, and then it'll be fine. So the Rambam says that he needs a bris like the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam will learn like the first day in Tisus, says the Or Samach. That case, the Rambam will agree that's genetic. Two guys at their 50 die when they're 50, that shows it's genetic. But if a baby dies, the Rambam says you can always explain it away because the baby was weak. And when the third guy gathers strength and gets older, he better require what? He better require a milah. Yes? So the Ram's holding like the first day in the Tisus, and the Note of Yehuda is holding like who? Second day, and then Or Samach says, you're like the second day. But I have to share with you the Reb Shlomo Eger, the Gilyam Arshaw, and the Avnei Nezer. They say there is no Machlaikas. So we presented a Machlaikas according to who? Note of Yehuda, Or Samach, and Machlaikas in who? Rambam and who? Rambam and Tisus, excellent. It's really what the Rambam meant like the first day of Tisus and Note of Yehuda like the second day. But I want to suggest to you maybe there's no Machlaikas. Why? The Gilyam Arshaw and the Avnei Nezer say like this. You know why there's no Machlaikas? Because what do they write? Shiegado v'yischaze kocho. Maybe Tosas is talking about a case where the guy is already older, but he has an yischaze kocho. Wow. Maybe Tisus Lamaisa is not being cholek on the Ram. Tisus in the second day, when he said what he said, he's talking about the guy, the third guy, is grown up older, but he's an ailment, like you said. He hasn't kochel. He hasn't gathered strength. That guy, the Ram would agree, doesn't have a mila. But if a guy gathers strength, maybe Tisus would agree with the Ramam that they do mila. So maybe there's no machlekes. That's what the Gilyan Marshaw on Shulchan Aruch and the Avnei Nezer, Yordei Chelek Beis Simon Shincha Vav, Ostes, wants to suggest. Let's get that down. It's a beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. It comes out to be a beautiful pshat. Okay? We got that, Chlor? So that's the mahalach we have. Lamaisa, Legabe what? Legabe or Meis Machmas Mila. Please get that down. There is a possibility to say, Noah, that it's no machlekes. That Tosis is talking about what, Aryeh? In the second day, that a guy grew up, but he hasn't gathered strength. But the Ram is going to say, when he gathers strength, he needs mila. Tosis might be motivated to that. Now, and that's not the simplest reading of Tosis. Get the impression from Tosis, like Dor Samech, Note of Yehuda, that it's a straight-up machlekes, and it's talking about a guy that's gathered strength. Why would you say the guy hasn't gathered strength? I don't think that's a pshat in Tosis at all. Who am I? But I would rather have sided with Dor Samech and the Note of Yehuda against the Gilyan Marshall and Avnei Nezer. But, okay. Remember, we said we never want to create machlekes. We want to diminish the machlekes. Okay. Very good. That's the shtickle about Mesmachas Mila. Get everything about the Onus and the Rambam. We got this, Noah? Okay. Got to get everything clear as glass. Vayter now. Let's go Vayter in the Gemara, Noah. Next line of the Gemara. What do we have? Go ahead. What do you got? Ah. Tana Mumra Larlis. The Kasavar. Yeah, what is the Dover Echad here? What'd you say? He doesn't like the mitzvah mila, right? Yeah. Nevertheless, the shechita's kosher, because it doesn't. You're a mumr l'davrecha. Doesn't make you a what? Doesn't make you a mumr l'kol haTorah kulo. Does not. And therefore, we can trust you for your what? For your smicha, for your shechita, for your right smicha, for your shechita. Correct. We can trust you. So this brings us to the category called mumar lot, mumr l'arlis. Is that correct? Mumr l'arlis. What does Rashi comment here? Let's see. Go ahead. What does mivayid mean? No, mivayid means kick it. You kick this mitzvah. That word is very, very. That word is very, very crucial. I'll tell you why. Because what does that imply when you kick something? Lahachis. Correct. Precus ol. Throwing off the yoke of Shamayim. And this leads us to the Kesef Mishnah's Kashim. Kesef Mishnah in Cheshchita Perek Dal Alach Yadalat asks, I don't understand something. This should make this guy a Mumr Lahachis. A Mumr Lahachis should be puzzle. Yeris Kashim? A Mumr Lahachis should be puzzle. Let's get it down. Why does Gemara say it's a Mumr L'Davar Echad? Lo Avim Mumr L'Kol HaTorakul. And it's a Raya for Rav L'Teyavon. Why is it a Rava, a Raya L'Rava, Mumr L'Teyavon? This guy's a Mumr L'Hachis. Kesef Mishnah asks on Rashi. If he's kicking this mitzvah, shouldn't that make him L'Hachis? It should make him Pasul. How could this be a Raya for Rava? It's a tremendous question. So Kesef Mishnah asks. So I want you to get this down. It's a beautiful answer. The answer is said by the Chasdei David. The Gemara said, and you read it nicely, Noah, Kasavar, Mumr L'Davar Echad, Lo Avim Mumr L'Kol HaTorah Kulo. What is the notion of Kasavar? What does the word Kasavar mean? Holding. That means there's a machloikis. You hold one way, not the other way. If this guy was a Mumr L'Teyavon, yes? If this guy was a Mumr L'Teyavon, then what's the chance to say Kasavar? Everyone agrees a Mumr L'Teyavon is not a Mumr what? L'Kol HaTorah Kulo. Why are you eating the cheeseburgers? You can't control yourself. Why are you eating the quarter pounders? You can't control yourself. You're not a mumr l'kol haTorah kulo. You just can't control yourself. I feel bad for you. And that doesn't make you a mumr l'kol haTorah kulo. How could the Gemara say kasavar? That's why Rashi says you're called a what? That's why Rashi says you're called a mumr l'hachis. And there's a fundamental machloikis. Get it down in Avodah Zarah. Chav zayinim be, chavav me dini amaroyim. Is a mumr l'hachis a min? What does the word min mean? An apikiris. Horrible. A min is like a mumr l'kol haTorah kulo. Or do you say is like a what? Just a mumr stam. Which is worse, a min or a mumr? Min is worse. What is a guy? What do we say a mumr l'hachis is? It's a machlokes in Avodah Zarah. Is he a min? Or is he a what? A mumr. Min is a mumr. L'kol haTorah kulo, plain and simple. Done. Mumar is that he's only what? Mumar l'davar echad. Mumar l'davar echad. Lo ave mumar. L'kol haTorah kulo, plain and simple. And therefore what? Which sheet are we going like? No, that he's not a min. We're saying he's stam a mumar. A mumar l'davar echad is not a mumar l'kol haTorah kulo. Kesef Mishnah assumes he's a min. Okay, that's one sheet in the Gemara. We don't hold like that. Our Bryce is saying he's like a mumr, not a min. You got this? Say it again. Kesef Mishnah says, Rashi describes what? A mumr l'arlis is being mevayit from mitzvah. What's mevayit? Kicked it. Doesn't that make you a mumr l'hachis? A mumr l'hachis is a mumr l'kol haTorah kulo. So how could this be a raya for Rava? Then a mumr l'teyavon is good. He's not a mumr l'teyavon. He's a mumr l'hachis. So how does Gemara say Elipshita that it's what? It's a mumal arlis. What are you talking about? It's not a raya. Transforms him into lachas. Answers the Chasdei David, no. It said kasavar in the Gemara. What does kasavar imply? Holds that it's a machloikas. Everyone agrees a mumal telvin is not a mumal kol Torah kuru. It's pashut. You can't control yourself regarding the cheeseburgers and quarter pounders. But you're not a mumla kol Torah kulu. If it said kasavar, it must mean you're a lahachas nick. And lahachas is a machloikas in the Gemara, whether you're a min or a mumar. We're holding like the sheet that you're a what? You're a mumar. And a mumla davrachas is not a mumla kol Torah kulu. So you're right. He is a lahachas nick. But lahachas nick only makes you a mumla davrachas. Doesn't make you a min. So machloikas in the Gemara, we're going like that mandamer. We're going like that mandamer. Now listen to this. Listen to this now. You ready? You ready for this, Noah? Read the Tosis now. A little Tosis. Go ahead. Guys, look inside. Ella what?
Ella Mormor
Ula Te'avon, period. Ula Te'avon, period. Go ahead, D, what? So what is Tosis driving at? What is Tosis driving at, says the Yad Avram? That Tosas is saying, like Rashi, that a mumul arlis does become a what? Is a lahakas nick. And therefore what? Once the Gemara moved away from that and said he's a mumul what? What is the Gemara saying? He's a mumul adavar echad. It's a mumul adavar acher, meaning mumul arlis. And what's a mumul asadavar? What's a mumul asadavar mean? Oh, we didn't get up to that line in the Gemara yet. See, we didn't get up to that line in the Gemara yet. Do we? Mumar lo sadavar. No, we didn't get up to it in the Gemara. Read out in the Gemara. Amos Seifa. Guys, look inside.
Amos Seifa, Gafidis Ram, Mumar, Pai, Mamar, Kefa.
What's a Kasha? What is a Seifa? It's not really a Seifa. It's like the next line in the list. It said what? I call Shaldi, even Kusi, even Arel, even what? Sra Mumar. So what's the next phrase of Yisrael Mumar? Go ahead. Hi, what? Hi, Mumar. That's already Muraz on the list. Elalav must be. What's Mumalosu Davar mean? To shchit itself, to Nevela. Go ahead, Ukid what? Ukid what? And that's a riot for Rava, period. Ukid Rava, period. Now we have a riot, it's good. So the Gemara moves away from Mumal Arlis and moves to what? Moves to what? Mumar lo sadavar. Read the Tosa again. Ella what?
Ella mumar lo sadavar.
So what's he saying? Once we moved the mumar lo sadavar, what are we holding? Lateyavo. Master that when we're at the case of mumar arlis, what are we called? It's called what? Lahakis. Exactly. What we just said in Rashi, you could say in Tosos. Says the Yad Avram. It's a beautiful pshat. If it's lahakis, vaday the shkit is possible. So up until now, when we were Masbir, Mumul Arlis, you could say the Bryce Storm on a Mumul Hachis. Gemara is Mian El Afarish Mumul Adavarechim. Gemara moves away from that. Mumul also Adavarech is a Shechita. So Tais says, it's talking about a Mumul Ateyavim. Because it's Lahachis, for sure Shechita is Psula. And since Tais says, quotes it right here, it's Mashma. When we're talking about Arlis, what will be the din? It was Lahakis, correct. But once you try to transfer that to Shechita, you're going to get in trouble because Shechita by what? Lahakis is Psula. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So that's why we say it's got to be L'Teyavol.
Tosos is saying in this Tosos that before we're talking about Lahakis, and then how does, what he said in the previous Tosos was that it sounded like he's going towards Teyavol.
Why do you say that? That was a completely different part. Mesach Amila was talking about what? The right, Yisrael Malia.
Right, but isn't this toast? The next toast, Ella is saying that case is
the no, there are three stages. First, it analyzed what? Mesach Amila. Then it said Yisrael Malia. Then it said Mumar La'arlis. It's Mumar La'davracher. That's Lahachis. Then it goes to a third stage, which means what? Mumar La'osodavr.
What are we trying to say in Arla? Is it Mumar La'arlis?
Yes, we said Mumar La'arlis is talking about a situation of what? What is Mumal Arlis? Pshita. So I'm on a Mumal Arlis. So he's a Mumal Lawat Ladavar Echad. It's not a Mumal Lawat Kolotarakula.
Someone who stops town doesn't want to get a meal.
Right, but what we're saying is that means that it's a lahachis.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what it means. It means that we're analyzing every line of the brayser. So that means a lahachisnik, right? So at that point, Lamaisa, we rely on him that he would check well, but that wasn't a rye at that point. See, Noah's making a good point. The second slot, not that it's a rye, we're talking about lahachis. Lahachis lagabe what? A mumal arlis still is good for shkita, but when you get to the third stage, which is trying to figure out what the word mumar means, which is the third line, right? Fiyu Yisrael mumar, yes? What's it talking about, Lamaisa? Right? It's talking about what type of mumar is. First, we tried arlis, that wouldn't have been a good riot. You know what I mean? El-Aima Seifa. So what the Gemara at? You see, it's all a riot. It's all a continuous until you get to the end of the prayer, which we got to right now. Stop in the middle, it wouldn't have been a riot, because we're talking about Lahakis. So the Chaste David... Maskana is talking about Teyavon at this point in the Gemara. But at that point, when it said Murmul Arlis, we were talking about a Murmul that was Lahakis. That still is what? And that still is good, because he's a Murmul Adavar Akar, he's not a Murmul Kol Torkul, because we're holding he's not a Min. What is he? He's a Mumar. Right, that was only Havim, but I'm saying Tosos' point is saying like Rashi. Tosos and Yad Avram, please get that. The Yad Avram says that's what Tosos was driving at, like Rashi. It's an amazing shot. Comes out beautifully, okay? So it comes out in a Hanami with Lahakis. But a Lahakis in one area is only a what? Is only a Mumar, not a Min. Somehow the Kesemishta must have Paskin's a Min. That's why Kesemishta asked such a Kasha. Remember we said? Kesemishta must say like that. Okay, this brings us to the following Nakuda. Get this, please. Tos the Rashi and the Rashba say Beferish and Tos Dirmasko Ella. What did Tos say? How did the Gemara know we're talking about Mumla Teyavon? Maybe it's a Mumla Hakas. How did Tos prove we're talking about Mumla Teyavon? Because a Mumla Hakas, everyone holds Shkita's Psula. Why is the Shkita Psula of a Mumla Hakas? Please get this down. Why is the Mumla Hakas Pshita that it's Psula? What did Tosis say on Gimel and Beis? So, he's not a bar.
He's not a bar
Svicha. He's a bar Das, not a Shota. Okay, get that down. What did Rashi and Rashba write? Why is the Mumla Hakas a problem? Natan? He's a bar Svicha, but he's not what? He's Muad to one mess up. Lenavo Bekavona Biadayim. He's going to mess it up on purpose. But he is a bar Svicha. So Machlokas Rashi Toises, Rashi and Rashi against Toises, why is a Mumulachas considered not to be a what? Why is he possible? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, please get this down. Very important. Why is it? What is the din of a Mumulaver Achas? Must you check his knife or not when he shechs? What do you say? Must you check his knife or not? Rov Rishonim, right? You don't have to check his knife. Please get it. Rov Rishonim say you don't have to check his knife when he shechs. Mumul Dabrach is not a Mumul Kol Torakul. What does the Rambam say in Chushkita Perek Talalach Yedalin? Any Mumur for one Aveira is like a Mumur to eat Nevelis. You have to check his knife. What's the Raya of the Rambam? What's the Raya of the Rambam? I'll tell you the Raya, the Rashba, the Ran, Kesef Mishnah, they all say, what does our Gemara do? It compares an Arl to Yisrael Mumar. It compares an Arl to Yisrael Mumar. A Yisrael Mumar has to check his knife, so to a Mumal Arlis or to one Aveir has to check his knife too.
So that's saying that Yisrael Mumar, that means that he's a Mumar called
Torakula. No, Mumal Arl, that's the Shiloh. A Mumal Averachas is not a Mumal called Torakula. The question is, do you still have to check his knife? So Rav Rishonim say you don't have to, exactly like you said.
Why is Rav saying you do have to check his knife?
What'd you say?
Rav is saying you do have to check
his knife. The Rambam holds you have to. Why do you say Rav?
That's what Rav says.
That's Latayavon. That's Latayavon. Rav is a Tayavon. I'm talking about a Mumal Averachas. A Mumal Arlis, who might be Lahachasnik. Yes? He's Mevayit, remember? Please get that down. A mumur l'davar echad is not a mumur l'kol terukula. Mumur also davar means for the same. You're a mumur by shkita. You want to do shkita. You got the difference? Okay, you got this. Noah, we're dealing with a mumur. What? When you talk about a mumur l'davar echad, it could be a mumur l'achas, like we just said. He's mevayit the mitzvah of milah. But that does not make him a mulah kol Torah kula. So if it doesn't make him a mulah kol Torah, therefore you don't have to check his knife. What does the Rambam say? You do. Because the Gemara compared it to what? The Gemara compared it to to Yisrael Mumar. If the Gemara, and just like Yisrael Mumar, you have to check his knife. Yes?
Yeah.
Just like Yisrael Mumar, you have to check his knife. So to a Mumal Orlis, or La Vera Acheris, you have to what? You have to check his knife. What do you mean Yisrael Mumar? Min a Mumal a what? No, Kishem Shisrael Mumar, Lamaisa, the Gemara compared an Ari Yisrael to what? You're right. Gemara compared an Ari Yisrael to what? To a Mumar, right. And if you say it's a Mumar Arlis, we're saying that's a Mumar Lachis, correct. And therefore the Rambam learned, so where does the Rambam say that what? Just like Yisrael Mumar needs to check his knife, so Adin a Mumar Arlis, he has to check his knife. What do you mean Yisrael Mumar? Classical case also. What's Yisrael Mumar mean? Now, what do we say by Mumar? Kusi, kusi, and then we said Mumar, you have to what? Where was that? On the top of what? Gimel Amud Beis? Where is it? No, in the Gemara. It's at Bodek V'Nosson Lo. No? Bodek Sokim V'Nosson Lo. Right? That's talking about what? See, that you could say is Rava was talking about El Teyavo. You know what I'm saying? But that's the comparison. Just like a Mumar L'Teyavo needs Sokim. So too, what a mumar la'achas should need sucking. That's you got to say. That's what he means. Just like in the Rishonim are saying, the Rashba, the Ran, the Kesmish are all saying the Ram's comparing an aral to Yisrael mumar. What is an aral to Yisrael mumar? Yisrael aral means a mumar la'arlas. That's la'achas nick to a Yisrael mumar la'teyavon. And they both should need bidik. Okay. Now lamaisu, this brings us to the following nekuda. Let's get it. Please get it. In the Chuvis miyuchasus l'ramban. Simon Kufayin, he asked the following question. There's a famous klal. If you're suspect, chashud, you ever heard of the word chashud? Like a chefetz chashud? Chashud is a suspect. Let's say you're a chashud l'davar kal. Is someone that's chashud l'asot davar kal, are you chashud to do something that's more chamor or not? You know what he says? No. He says you're not even chashud to do something that's lighter than that. Amazing. He proves it from our sugya. Someone's a mumal arlus is not chashid on shechita. We don't say, the only guy that we say you're mashumar l'davar echad, you're mashumar l'kol tukul, is you're mashumar l'ayin nesul chal Shabbos b'fresia. Those are the only two averes we assume you're on the whole thing. Avodah Zorah and Shabbos. So he was asked a tremendous question, and he proved it from our Gemara. A mumal arlus is not chashid on shechita. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. What did it say in Bechoris Taflamid? It says a chashid al isr chamer is chashid al isr kal. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Bechoris and Daflamit says a chashid al davar chamer, chashid al davar kal. What's the answer? That's only said by Yisurim of the same genre. Like what? Achilu. If you're a chashid al davar what? If you're a chashid al isr chamer, you're chashid al isr kal. If it's Yinan Achilu. But in the two different Yisurim, it's not true. Chashid al zeh ain't a chashid al zeh. That's what the Rashba says. And the Prisha answers, when we say the chashid is chomer, chashid al akal, that's the only things you get hanaf from. Mashenke and shchita, you get no hanaf from. Let's say you don't eat the meat. You get a hanaf from the nevela, not from the actual maisa shchita. So please get this shtickle down. Arye, the Rabban was asked, chashid al davar akal, are you chashid al davar chomer? He answered, even on a davar akal, you're not chashid for. Even if it's less lighter, for sure more chomer you're not. And he proved it from our sugya. Mumal arlus is not chashan on shchita. Only time you're chashan is on yoni avodah zara. Ya'ineska chal shabbos v'resya. Chil shabbos v'resya. Then you're a mumal kol Torah kula. So, lomaisa, the Beis Yosef, lomaisa answered, it's only when they're the same genre of Yisurim, Yisuri achilu. But two different types of Yisurim, you're not chashan. What's the preacher's answer? Only on something you get no hanaf from, like shchita. And therefore, lomaisa, someone's chashan al chamer, it's not chashid on the cow. Okay. This lemaisa brings us now, please get it, this now brings us to the maskanas of Gemara. Go ahead, Noah, you're doing a great job. So what is the maskanas of Gemara? What is the maskanas of Gemara? Go ahead.
Low.
Ah. Meaning you are bad if you are a mumar l'teyavon l'shchita. Against Rava. Go ahead. Keter adamile. Since you're so used to it, it's like nasalo keter. Remember we said if you do one avera and then repeat it again, it's like nasalo keter? You remember that? Who says that? The Rishash says that. He's mazmir with the Gemara based on kedusha nafchafam and aleph. It's like nothing to you. You don't think it's so bad. Now you're not a lahachasnik, but you don't think it's so bad. Go ahead. So in other words, you don't think it's so bad. What's the din? Oh, wow. I mean, we're talking about, there's no rye at all. A mumar l'tiavon, what? You can't trust the shkita, because he always thinks dashpe. Where does that phrase come up? Kevin and dashpe, Rabbi Shom Rapsoim Hashem. People smoke all the time, or Moshe writes in Shu, Hashem protects them. That was before he knew the statistics of cancer. Rabbi Soledge said, our Rebbe said, Ramosha never would have allowed the smoking heter if he knew the statistic. At the time he wrote, he didn't know the numbers. That's what Rabbi Soledge, that's our Rebbe said. And the Gemara says, since they're used to it, Hashem protects the guys. This guy's so used to shek, you know, he just shecks it, even though if it's wrong, with a bad knife. It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, what? You have no right. A mumar l'tiavon, you cannot trust. You see how we slugged it up? I was right, right? Lame was slugged up. The second proof is slugged up. The first proof remains installed. Go ahead. What's the case of Mumar in the Brisa? First it said, Akol Shochtin Afilu Kusu, Afilu Oro. What does Afilu Yisrael Mumar mean? Go ahead.
Rab Amad Amar.
Read again. El Mumar what?
El Mumar Labos Kukabin.
Who could have what?
Rab Amad Amar, Rab Anan Amar Shmo Yisrael Labos Kukabin.
That's like a collector's item. We don't hold like that at all. We're going to see it's going to be slugged up, Ravana. But at this point, the Brisa holds like Ravanan. That a mumar l'avodah zara, you can eat a shechita. It's an amazing chiddush. But it has nothing to do with Rava. So the Brisa is slugged up. There's nothing to do with Rava at all. No support to Rava. The support is from the first Brisa. Okay? Support is from the first Brisa. So what does Tysus ask? Go ahead, read the Tysus. Last Tysus. Okay, go ahead. De Hurios. The last parak from Sefer Hurios. Ravacha. I have a what? Oh, there it is. Aval. But if you do it for Avodah Zarah, everyone agrees you're a horrible guy. Ula Kaman David Gimel. Shechitas min, he always checks for Avodah Zarah. So if he always checks for Avodah Zarah, how can you say that it's good, Rav Hanan? It's crazy. It's a tremendous chiddush you're saying. It's a pella. Tosfos asks a pella. Go ahead, what's the answer? I don't know if you have in the shar, the tziyunim, but Lamaisa it says Comer. Do you know what a Comer is? A priest. When the Gemara said min later on, it's Asur Banna, it's on a priest for Avodah Zarah. He was so involved in Avodah Zarah, he always checks for it. When Hurrius, what are we talking about? A guy who what? A guy who does Avodah Zarah but doesn't check for Avodah Zarah. His shechit is cheru. We might throw him in a pit. Morid in Vein Ma'alim, because he's a horrible guy. He's a min. He's a horrible guy. And regarding that, he's considered to be a min. Not regarding the shechit. So only a comer that's considered to be what? Aduk ba'Avodah Zarah mamish. Our Gemara is not talking about someone who's aduk ba'Avodah Zarah mamish. And that's what the Piskei Rid says. Please get it down. And we'll have to close him down. What does the Piskei Rid say to Rosh Gomer? Even though he does Avodah sometimes, we're not Choshi Sheks for Avodah Zarah. As the Gemara says in David Gimel, Shechitas Goy, Shechitas Neveil, we don't say it's Asa Ma'ano. Afshu Yosef Maxik Avodah Zarah Mi'isro Mishumut. Even if he's involved in Avodah Zarah, we don't assume him Sheks for Avodah Zarah. We don't assume he Sheks for Avodah Zarah. And a Mumra Avodah Zarah is considered to be a Min. Only a guy who does it all the time and we throw him in the pit. But he's not going to be what? We won't save his Aveda, but we're not going to say his Machshav was for Avodah Zarah. And the truth of the matter is, let's get it, the Tzai Rosh is at three levels. And we'll close with this. What are the three levels of the Tzai Rosh? Number one, Aryeh, where you only saw a guy do Avodah Zarah once or twice. He's not too tied to Avodah Zarah, Shechit is Ksheira. Even with no one else seeing it. We don't assume he's a Mumar yet. He's not cautious to mess up the shechita. That's number one level. What's number two? We saw him do it three times. What's it then? It's usher eat from his shechita. Because Rav Hanan is slugged up. But his boss is mutter ba'ana. And what's number three? A guy who's a priest. He does it all the time. He's addicted. Stam shchita varazari and it's asabano. No doubt. It's going to be asabano halach lamaisa. That's what we have to tain it. Okay? All right. Tomorrow we got to do in Yoni Shofar. A few other things we have to finish up after this mod. But tomorrow we're doing Yoni Shofar and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Let's dab mitzvah. Who wants to dab for Yom? Are you? Yeah? Let's go. Let's dab for Yom. Asher Yoshevitech. 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 Yoshevitech.